HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
We begin this week's episode with a whole new iPhone. Yeah, it seems while the industry might be slowing down and people are having trouble selling phones, Apple still wants to launch its new iPhone SE. The phone has been rumored for a while, and the second generation SE is now finally official. The new phone looks a lot like an iPhone 8. It has the same rounded corners, it has the glass back, and it supports wireless charging. It actually also supports fast charging, but Apple won't include a fast charger in the box. It runs on the A13 Bionic chipset, which means that it's just as fast as the newest iPhones today. And it'll have a 4.7-inch screen, which means it retains the compact form factor as well. Of course, the iPhone SE is meant for people who really want a compact phone. But you know what? I feel like with this new design, it might come in handy for a few more people as well. Because even though it has a 4.7-inch screen, with this rounded form factor, it sort of looks a little bigger than earlier. And that might suit a few more users than before. It's priced at ₹42,500 though, which means that it's still not really a cheap phone. But yeah, it's still one of the cheapest new iPhones you can buy in India right now. They didn't give a launch date, which makes sense because we're still in the lockdown period and nobody really knows when retail stores and all will open. So we'll have to wait and find that out. But for now, it goes on pre-orders in US very soon. So let's hope for the best for India. And I can't really do an episode nowadays without talking about the virus, right? So let's get on to it. The Indian government launched this app called Arogya Setu. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but given that it has 50 million downloads in just 13 days, I'm guessing you guys have heard of it. So this is the fastest an app has ever reached such a huge download count, and it's now the most downloaded app in the world. What it does is it helps the government in contact tracing efforts. It takes your location and it tells you whether you have come in contact with other infected patients. Of course, it doesn't share your data anywhere, or at least that's what the government claims. What I have to tell you is that privacy experts have pointed out some loopholes in the privacy policy of the app. And though the Prime Minister has been marketing this app, there seem to be some questions around it. In fact, a lot of people have also questioned whether contact tracing can be helped with such apps significantly. But then that's a whole other debate for a whole other episode. And speaking of contact tracing, Apple and Google announced a joint effort this week. So under this, the two companies will be coming up with APIs, which will make it easier for government apps like Arogya Setu and many others to work across the platforms. And this will come in May. But eventually, the two companies will also create a platform which uses Bluetooth for contact tracing. Now, Bluetooth again is something that privacy experts have questioned, and it is also something that a lot of people have already used. The biggest name in this space being Singapore's Trace Together app, which is now an open source system. In a white paper that the two companies published, they said that explicit user consent will be required for this app to function. Also, that they will not share any personal data anywhere. But again, you have to ask questions of such apps and whether we should be allowing such apps just because these are desperate times. In a more happier instance of a company reacting to COVID-19, GitHub, the popular software collaboration service, announced that some of the premium features will now be free for companies. So under this, companies can now use GitHub's private repositories without paying any fee. What happens with this is companies which work in app development or are developing software during this period will find it easier to have employees collaborate while working from home. They would have earlier had to pay GitHub for such a service, something that starts at $7, but now they can do it for free. And given that all companies are cash strapped because of the lockdowns, this could actually come in handy for startups. And lastly, tech companies often sell us products at exorbitant prices. But if there's one company that often trumps everybody else, that's Apple. And the company this week announced that they are going to sell a wheels kit for the Mac Pro. And it's priced at $699 for the whole kit. So that's $700 for basically four tiny little wheels. They're meant to give your Mac Pro more mobility. And there's a $299 feet kit as well, which of course keeps it in one place. But if you want to have the Mac Pro mobile, then yeah, $700 and you can add four wheels to it.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.